Now, Syria has accused French intelligence agencies of being behind a 2013 deadly chemical attack on a Damascus suburb. Syria's envoy to the United Nations, Bashar Jaafari, told the Security Council that the atrocity was part of a plot to divert UN weapons inspectors from another incident blamed on anti-Syria militants. France's representative at the Council, François de Lartre, described the allegations as, quote, absurd. The assault, which claimed the lives of hundreds of civilians in eastern Ghouta region, intensified some Western and regional countries' calls for a military action against the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Later in 2013, the Syrian government agreed to dismantle its chemical arsenal as part of a deal between Russia and the U.S. Joining us now via Skype from San Francisco is Scott Bennett. He's a former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Bennett. Now, of course, only time will tell, of course, as we look at the evidence that will be presented by Bashar Jaafari about this particular incident. However, how plausible is it that a foreign intelligence agency was involved in the chemical attack in Ghouta?
Oh, well, I think that is exactly what happened. I think... It was exactly the case of the foreign intelligence and the foreign military operators in France, in the United States, and in the United Kingdom were focused on triggering a chemical attack because it was the most emotionally outrageous and was the easiest way to facilitate a popular movement in the European countries to back a military intervention directly into Syria to remove Bashar Assad. That was their game plan all along. Now, the value now is that you've got witnesses, you've got Russia, you've got China, you've got Iran, all serving as witnesses to the Syrian claim to confirm with their intelligence apparatus, their listening, their security devices, everything that these great powers have can come to bear to bolster the Syrian proclamation at the United Nations, and they can confirm. So that's the incredible legal advantage that Syria has now, is it's got these very powerful countries that don't really have a dog in the fight. They're not looking to conquer Syria. They're not looking to make it a colony. They're looking to keep Syria stable so that the rest of the world doesn't become ignited. But the truth is, the United States, NATO, France, and Britain coordinated an operation in Syria to try and plant a chemical attack, blame it on Assad, that they could then quickly mobilize into a military direct intervention and remove Assad. And of course, that would cause the Saudi Arabians to send the Wahhabi Takfiri elements up there. And then the next step would have went to destabilize Russia by attacking southern Russia. Russia countermeasured that. Russia stepped in and stopped all of that by simply saying Assad will give up all of his chemical weapons, so there's no fight here. And Kerry admitted to making that a solution, and suddenly the US and NATO and France lost the initiative.
Mr. Bennett, let me just jump in there, if I may, very quickly, if you can. What would you say to those who would take your comments and say that this is basically an excuse for the situation on the ground or for the Syrian government, or call it a conspiracy theory?
Well, the value is this can be tracked. You can track the intelligence, you can track the communication, you can track this weaponization of charities such as Médecins Sans Frontières, Lafarge, the cement factory that gave money to the Clinton initiative, the Clinton Foundation. These French organizations were conducting operations in Syria that were then militarized. The Lafarge turned its cement factories into special forces training camps. That's a fact. Médecins Sans Frontières was accused of being an intelligence hub for French intelligence. France wants Syria, in a sense, because of its colonial past. It's always been instrumental and has a sense of ownership over Syria. And I don't think they've ever gotten over that. And of course, France wants to assert itself as a global power. So it's very quick to destabilize Libya. And now I think continuing on into Syria. I don't think you can call anything a conspiracy theory when the truth of the words and the intelligence can be proven. And we're seeing now that the French, what will come to pass and come to light is that the French, the NATO, the transfer of chemical weapons that could have been into a variety of charities and other organizations that were already implanted into France. That all could have been part of the original chemical move. They did this again in Iraq. That was the whole basis for the Iraqi war. Blame Saddam Hussein with chemicals that he's going to unleash on the rest of the world. So that gives us the authority to go in and destabilize him, remove his political regime, and crush Iraq as a country. They were using that same card to try and play against Syria, but Russia, Iran said, we've seen that before. We're not going to be fooled. No, you're not going to get a blank check to go in and destroy Assad by setting up a chemical attack and then blaming it on him.
All now right, I'm going to have to stop you there. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. That's Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer, joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Mr. Bennett, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.